T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:16, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, January 14th already. This is the end of the second work week of the year and approaching the middle of the first month of the year. Highs today of 68. It'll be a beautiful day, man. Get out and hit some golf balls or do whatever you want to do because it's perfect weather-wise. Then tomorrow, some rain moving in. Warms up a little bit, highs of 72. And then get ready, windy and colder Sunday with highs of 46. You'll feel colder than that with the wind. And Sunday night going into Martin Luther King Day, lows of 28 on the North Shore, 38 South, 58 for a high, 64 for a high on Tuesday, 68 on Wednesday, then 52 on Thursday as another cool front comes through. Right now it is 42 degrees in Houma, 46 in Metairie, and 45 here in Belchase. A change is coming in terms of the G's. 3G, 4G, 5G, and your alarm monitoring system. And I was confused about this, and I figure a lot of other people are too. So we invited Jim Fogg on, who is an assistant designer with Alarm Protection Services, to talk about the way your alarm monitoring works and what all of this means. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Nice to have me on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time. I understand. Can you help me figure out what this 3G, 4G, and 5G even means?
Yeah, basically, if you have a security system that's being monitored nowadays, most likely it's transmitting over the cellular infrastructure in our area. And because, you know, the technology is always evolving, to keep up with that, the AT&T, Verizon needs to update their system. By doing so, the older cell communicators will stop working certain periods of time throughout this year. So it's really important that anyone out there with a security system needs to call the provider and say, hey, is my system needing upgraded? Can I have it tested? And just to be safe, I would say if your system's older than 3-4 years, get it tested today.
So it's not, do you even know what the G's stand for, what all of this means?
Well, right now we're in everything's converting to LTE if it's not already, and basically it stands for long. It means long-term evolution. It's a kind of a way that the cellular technology can stop doing this 3G, 4G, 5G, and have it all this technology. So it's a way with the newer devices they can actually progress through these G systems. So.
And this is, you got to explain this to me like I'm a sixth grader, because I don't understand anything. Look, I'm a logic kind of guy. I'm a wordsmith, but this stuff just confuses the hell out of me. Monitoring has turned wireless, and I guess that's more of a secure thing because you can't cut a wire or something like that.
That's exactly right. You know, the alarms used to transmit, and a lot of them are still doing that. So if you are transmitting over phone lines, you need to get that updated as well, because that's going to probably go away pretty soon. And a lot of people do not have house phones. They just rely 100% on their cellular phone. So by doing so, our industry had to come up with a way to still monitor accounts. And basically, when your alarm goes off, this device that's in your home transmits a signal to our monitoring center, which in turn we call the police department, the fire department, medical services, whatever you need at your home or business. So, but what's really worried is that a lot of people think that their phone is still working, their phone that they talk on every day or text or look at social media. That has nothing to do with the security system. So it's real important, if you have a system that's older than 3 or 4 years, get it checked today. And as simply as calling the monitoring center, setting it off, and see if they receive the signals.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Okay. If you have any questions, you can text them to 504-260-1870. Well, I don't know who has to do what, but we'll sort it out. We come back. 7:21 now, time for traffic on WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Friday morning, January 14th. Nice and sunny today, highs of 68. And then overnight lows, 48 on the North Shore, 54 South. A little bit warmer tomorrow, 72. Some rain's going to come in advance of a cold front. Now, they're talking about maybe some snow flurries overnight on the North Shore. Nothing that's going to stick, so I wouldn't get the kids all ginned up about snow or anything, but... again, though, somebody texted in and said when it has snowed, there's not been a lot of prediction of it. So anyway, keep that in mind. I tell you this, Sunday's going to be cold and windy with highs of only 46. We're talking with Jim Fogg, an assistant designer with Alarm Protection Services, about the changes that are coming with 3G and 4G and 5G that could affect your home alarm system, because the monitoring of it, because it transfers the signal to the monitoring center via your cellular service. I guess it doesn't really use the phone, does it?
No, it does not. It's a separate device. It really has nothing to do with your current cell phone plan. It's something that the alarm companies contracts to Verizon and AT&T.
So this is something you don't have a choice in.
You do not have a choice. It's just the evolution of the cellular technology. You know, if you really think about it, I mean, when it first came around, there were flip phones. They basically could make a phone call, and then it was texting and social media. And basically, we have a computer we carry around with us every day. So because of that, they have to increase the infrastructure to perform all these tasks we demand of our phone on a day-to-day basis. And because of that, the technology that other people use, like the alarm industry, we have to, you know, evolve with their infrastructure. Kind of an idea, APS, we had roughly 3,400 accounts that needed these upgrades. And we started 2 years ago, January 2020, to start turning them over. We were real concerned last year with getting equipment in. So we went ahead and bought enough communicators to handle all the customers we have converted. So we have those in our office. And so as of today, we're pretty much done with all the AT&T customers and have them upgrade. We have a few left.
Not me.
So,
you still got
no,
me
not
left.
You yet. I actually had that conversation
still on the
about you yesterday.
Did you? Don't forget about me. All right.
Well,
so
AT&T ends February 22nd. So that,
well,
that
you have to come out between now and then, because I know, and I always tell people whenever I've set the monitor off, it's amazing how I get calls within 10 seconds, but that's not going to happen if I can't transmit the signal to the monitoring center or whatever monitoring center people use, correct?
That's correct. Now, Verizon's towards the end of the year, they're going to retire. They're a little slower than AT&T getting, you know, turning the switch on and off. So they're going to wait till towards the end of the year, Verizon. So
what are the advantages of the 4G? I don't know what we have now. I don't know where we're going to. That's what confuses me. Are we at 3G now, or we're going to 4G?
No, we're actually at 5G. So, it's like the generation. That's actually what it stands for, you know, third generation, fourth generation, fifth generation. That's where we're at right now.
And what does that accomplish? Do we have more? Do things happen quicker? Can we do more? I'm just trying to figure out what the new generation gives us. What's the advantage?
Exactly. It allows you to do more. Like I said, you know, when cellular phones first came out, they basically, you can make phone calls. Then it was texting. Then they became apps were on your phone. So you can do social media. You can Google search. You know, you can do so much with your phone nowadays that you could, you know, 15, 20 years. And because of that, we need more power to control all these phones. So
I don't understand a word of it, but I hope we help people, Jim. And that's why why y'all need to come out. Anyway, Jim Fogg, thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. An assistant designer with Alarm Protection Services. The change is coming. You're going to have to get with your security provider. And if your system is monitored, make sure that you get upgraded, because the old generation is not going to communicate with the new generation, and you're not going to get the monitoring that you're paying for. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Mark Rosa, help you manage your money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.